Hi, I'm Mary Harrell. Well, I've said it before and I will say it again. Great Catholic fiction can be hard to find, but it's not impossible to find, especially if you know where to look. And today we have found a gem that every member of the family, young and old, will enjoy. Picture this, amidst the backdrop of the Civil War, family tragedy, and the nation's most destructive wildfire, a young pioneer girl's life is forever transformed when a mysterious seer shows up at her door. What happens next will take your breath away and it will keep the pages turning. The book is The Woman in the Trees, and it's available for pre-order now from Tan Books, and its author, Theoni Bell, is here with us today. Theoni has a master's in journalism and has studied religion and culture in 13 different countries, and we are just so glad to welcome her to the show today. Theoni, great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Okay, Theoni, just jump right in for this. Who is this woman in the trees, and how did you decide to write this novel surrounding America's first approved Marian apparition?
So the woman in the trees is just what I like to call Our Lady of Good Help. That's the title for Mary in this apparition that was approved in 2010 by the local bishop of Green Bay. And I call her the woman in the trees because when you hear the story, people always mention that she was hovering between a maple and a hemlock tree, and these trees were later a place where people would go to pray to Our Lady of Good Help, and part of one of them is in the museum at the shrine.
Mm. And this is in the Midwest. You live in Texas, correct? But this is in, is it Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's Wisconsin.
So that's a big jump for you. So where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the Midwest, and then we lived in Canada, then we lived in Los Angeles, and now I think we've settled for some time in the Houston area.
Gotcha. Okay, so what was it that enchanted you about the story and set your imagination at work?
Well, the story itself, I think not having an apparition in North America, once I heard about it, I just became very fascinated. So we visited the shrine in 2013, and we prayed for two things. We prayed that my husband would get into grad school. He'd been out of school for 9 years and was waitlisted at a bunch of places. Then we also prayed for a second child because our daughter was going to be three. Our only child was going to be three. So we went and we prayed, and it was very strange because you hear a lot of stories about people going to Lourdes and Fatima. Mm. And this place is just not like that. It's very calm. It's very quiet. You could literally drive right by it and not know it's there. Mm. So it may have changed since then, but we went down into that crypt, and that's where it's the spot where Mary appeared, and just the sense of peace. I mean, it was palpable. You could feel it. And so that was the first thing that stuck with me, was the feeling in that crypt. But then both those prayers were answered within 3 months. Mm. And we packed up and moved to British Columbia, and I was pregnant with our second child. So Mary became our family patron at that point, this apparition of Mary. So when I got to Los Angeles, I was ready to start writing again, but I was a mom and I couldn't do reporting, and I wasn't finding a lot of books for my kids at the time that were related to Catholic themes. So I prayed a novena to Our Lady of Good Help, and I said, I want to write for the church, and I need you to show me what I should write. So I would never want to go forward and write about religious topics without thinking that I had some spiritual guidance. And this scene kept coming to my mind of a young pioneer girl maybe sewing in front of the fire with her mom, and this strange visitor shows up at the door and has one eye and is asking if she can teach the Catholic faith in their home. And this scene just fascinated me. What would that be like to meet this formidable lady who claims she had spoken to the Virgin Mary and had a mission from her? So I went with it, and I had no experience writing fiction, but I prayed a lot. I researched and I prayed novenas for 5 years, and then this book is what came from that.
Wow, That's a lot of time to be praying novenas, and that's obviously great work has come from that. I'm speaking with Theoni Bell, author of the new book, The Woman in the Trees, the novel about America's first approved Marian apparition, and that's now available for pre-order from Tan Books. So Theoni, this is an enormously personal story for you as well to tell us, since Our Lady has been so involved in your own life, right?
Yes, and continues to be. So many things have changed in my family, in my friendships, in my faith in the church. What started with, kind of like Adele, what started with a mission to write this book has really transformed everything. Mm. It's kind of like a second conversion, I feel like.
Ah, well, and this book too, we should say, you self-published it back is it about a year ago now that you've done that? And now Tan Books is deciding to re-release it as well, since it has done so well. What did you hear back from people who have read it, or their children have read it? What kind of reviews have you gotten for it?
Well, first, something that surprised me, because there's a lot of loss in this book and a lot of suffering. I mean, the theme of the book is kind of how to get through suffering and how to grow from it using the faith. But what I was told by a lot of people is that this book really filled them with hope. And I guess I wasn't, I mean, I'm glad that's true, but I wasn't really expecting to hear that back. So that's the main thing I've heard. But I've heard from a father that he really took to heart the fact that he needed to be catechizing his children better. I heard from a woman that she needed to work on healing wounds that she has with her mother, because the main character in the story has a difficult relationship with her mother. Mm. And then I've gotten letters from little girls who just love Our Lady and are very excited to be learning about this apparition. I think it's important to a lot of people because it's here. I mean, you could fly there very easily. You could drive there in the Midwest. And I think having a more local apparition is very exciting for people who have loved Our Lady for a long time.
Mm, absolutely. And Theoni, if you're talking about little girls who have read the book, but also older women, do you have a target age range in mind when you were writing it, or were you writing just for any audience?
Well, no, I aimed at middle graders to young adults. And that's where I think the target audience is. But I'm a homeschooler, and I have heard from a lot of moms that they really love the historical fiction that their children are reading for school. So I think more adults have read this book than children have.
We homeschool moms like that two birds, one stone thing, when you can get a great book and put it in the history curriculum. Well, again, the book is
true.
The Woman in the Trees. It has a fantastic cover. It's an amazing story. Would make a great Christmas gift, a great birthday gift. You can ask for it in a couple of weeks here at your own local Catholic bookstore, or you can pre-order it online and be first in line for your copy from tanbooks.com. And Theoni, go ahead and tell our listeners where they can go online to find out more about you and this book and the process you went through of writing it.
My website is theonibell.com. It's theonibell. And you can learn all about this apparition there, all about the terrible fire and the miracle of the fire that happened just 12 days after the first apparition. Sorry, 12 years after the original apparition.
Mm. Mm. Incredible story. Our Lady of Good Hope, pray for us. Theoni, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about this with people.